Christmas Jug Band featuring Dan Hicks, and I got home today for Christmas. You know that I had to try to get official here. A grifter is defined as a swindler, a person who swindles you by means of deception or fraud. Grift can mean money made dishonestly, as in a swindle, or a swindle or confidence game. I feel like I'm not being very nice to our guests here. I think it's just it's a great-sounding old-timey name, and they are great-sounding old-timey musicians who we will meet throughout this hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get ready for some fun with the Grifters. The Grifters, that's a great song. Where did that song come from, do you know?
That is that's a song by a guy named Furry Lewis. He was popular in the 1920s, and he was one of those guys that kind of regained fame in the early 1960s when folk music was really big.
Yeah, I maybe have heard his music before. I'm not sure, but it's a great song. When you were saying he's an old woodpecker, I was hearing Hazelwood instead of and I'm thinking, that's a nice little folk process there to take him there. That's the voice of Peter Flynn, whose voice you just heard. It wasn't Trish. Trish might be able to sing like that. I don't know. It's Trish Umbrogno. Did I do okay with that?
Close. Umbrogno.
Umbrogno. I can do that. I could have asked you beforehand.
That's
but
right.
I have this rule that I try very hard not to talk to people before they actually play, so we don't learn about you. And, you know, I should find out at the same time that the audience is finding out. But this group is known as the Grifters. There are two of them. And you guys sound great. Now, I did do a little research. You met at Duquesne.
Mm-hmm.
You were studying double bass.
Right.
And what were you studying there?
Double, this... Were you studying double bass players?
Kind of. Little of this, little of that.
Yeah. And did you both have a love for this kind of music when you met each other?
No. Pete played this most of his life, and I am a classical player. So when I stepped into this world, it was very different to have that page of notes taken away and trying to make up what comes between an E and an A and a D and a G.
So, I'll bet. Yeah. And where are you from originally?
I'm from Kane, Pennsylvania, way up north.
Excellent. Well, we have Kane is in Forest Gump?
It's in McKean.
McKean, yep. Okay.
North of Clarion.
Because we, Clarion and also Grove City are affiliates. So chances are, if you've got any family there, they're able to listen.
They might. It's real rural. Yeah. So we pointed them to your website.
Well, good. I hope they'll. They should be able to get us by signal, too. They might be listening on Steam, you know, or something. You never know.
Right.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from New Kensington, PA.
Ah.
And grew up there, moved all around Pittsburgh. I've lived in a bunch of different neighborhoods around town, you know, Squirrel Hill, Millvale, and now we live in Lawrenceville.
And what got you into this music when you got started?
It was easy. My dad is a guitar player, and he went off to college and met my mom, and my mom has three brothers who are all guitar players. And they hit it off early. They had similar interests and similar tastes, and it was really, they were all into folk music. It was a few years after the big Greenwich Village folk boom in the late 50s and early 60s, and they all got really into finger-picking guitar, which is a really, just really interesting way for a self-taught guitar player to play. I know you're a big puzzle guy. It's like doing puzzles.
Well, we had a self-taught finger picker here last week who was pretty amazing. And yeah, it's like, how do I get out of this without painting myself into a corner?
Yes.
And, you know, I can play a little guitar, not very well. I can play a little drums, not even as good as I can play the guitar. But it's all about, you know, you do have to figure out, how do I get out of this? What am I going to, how do I get from path A to path B? At least that's my way of doing it, and I think that's probably why I could never get out of my head when playing. You know, I would always be sort of, I realized I wasn't a very good guitarist because I could only play as fast as I could say the notes in my head. I had to stop saying the notes in my head.
Yeah, so it's good to forget that.
Yeah. Well, you guys sound great. I want to talk more about how folks can hear you play, and just a bit more about you. But what do you want to do next?
Well, you know what? A question that you asked, did we both have a passion for this music? I grew up with it. You know, Trish said she was a classical player, but she's also a big fan of the Grateful Dead. And that really links you into all kinds of different folk traditions.
Indeed.
So, you know, when I introduced her to the stuff I was into, it wasn't all that unfamiliar to her, just because of that. And the next song we're going to do is by another guy of the same generation, like the 1920s, a guy named Jesse Fuller. And this is a really fun, kind of kid-friendly tune that we first heard on a Grateful Dead record.
I think I know the song. I'm going to buzz in and say, what is The Monkey and the Engineer?
Yes.
Oh, I got it. I don't often do that, but great, great description.
All right, so here we go. Once upon a time there was an engineer, drove a locomotive both far and near, accompanied by a monkey who would sit on a stool, watching everything the engineer would move. One day the engineer wanted a bite to eat, left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, and 90 miles an hour down the main line run. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind.
got you on the phone. Tell him all about his locomotive was gone. Get on the wire operator to ride, 'cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time. Said there's a northbound limited on the same main line. Open up the switches, gonna let him through the hole. 'Cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left an engineer with a worried mind. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99. Left the engineer with a worried mind. Left the engineer with a worried mind. Left the engineer with a worried mind.
Mighty fine. Are you guys playing out many places? You should be. Maybe not this time of year, but... I meant out. But are you
East End. Howlers and Thunderbird and Hambones, Lawrenceville and Bloomfield. It's quiet this time of year for us.
Yeah, it's a great one. And I think you'd be great outdoors. We have a solar concert series that we do out in the park every year, and you would be wonderful for that. And I think kids as well as adults are going to be enjoying you and watching you play. I'd forgotten the Grateful Dead did that song. I know that song from a lot of other artists that have covered it. Where do you look for music? Probably just about anywhere, I would imagine.
Yeah, I have a pretty awesome record collection, real records, vinyl, that that my dad left me. a lot of stuff there. Well, these days, YouTube, Spotify, pretty much. And, friends and family, too. My family gatherings when I was growing up, there was always a guitar around. And it just got passed around the room, and everybody would play a little. So, every Christmas I would go and load up on stuff to learn. And, that would be my challenge for the year, and then maybe run into my family again during the summer and show them my progress, and then I would have something else to learn. We all just kind of traded whatever we were working on.
And it's something now with how pervasive music is and how... I mean, I always used to have a little slip of paper in my wallet, kind of like this one, that would be a list of songs that I was trying to find the record for, or trying to find somebody that knew something about it. And you'd find one, it would be a big victory. And now the fun of that is almost gone, right? Because you could search them and find them almost instantly. You can sing them into Shazam. Well, these songs might not come out of... that particular app. They might, but it gets a little easier to find them.
It does. Shazam is full of actually music that I hear on the radio and Shazam, thinking, oh, that's something Pete and I could learn. Mm-hmm. And it's a great tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes up with a lot of different things. If you're just joining us, the Grifters are here. It's PittsburghGrifters.com, is that right?
Yep.
Website, PittsburghGrifters.com. It's a nice website. I just posted it up on our Facebook page not too long from now. Have you guys recorded yet? You should.
We have a little EP out that we basically just used as our business card. We would hand somebody a CD with all of our information printed on it, and it was pretty effective at getting the word out and getting some gigs, and we do have plans probably in the new year to get back into the studio and maybe try a full length album.
I think you do really well with it. It's a lot of fun to hear you play songs of this type, and there aren't that many people at least playing out with some of these songs, so it's nice to hear. What do you want to do next?
Well, so I guess speaking of our album, we'll do one that I wrote. I wrote this this song called Build It Bigger. I wrote it in 2009, and it's basically a song about 2009. I guess that's all I need to say about it. You'll probably get the idea.
Here they are, the Grifters. Good song, The Grifters, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. And do you write much, Pete? Or
proportional to how much material we have? No, we do maybe six or seven things that I've written, and you know, a lot of creative energy in folk music comes in interpreting other stuff. I would say that. You know, every one of the songs that we do has our stamp on it, and that's really the fun thing. And I just I write lyrics just whenever they pop into my head. That last song bass just kind of wrote itself over the course of 2 days or so.
That's a great song. Is your dad, you mentioned your dad's passed away.
No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. When you said he left.
Yes. I was a little unclear about that. He kind of abandoned his record player.
and here I thought I was being a good listener.
No.
Has your dad, I'm sure, has heard that song.
Or, yes.
Yeah.
I still remember the first time I played it for him. And he was a steel worker, too.
I was curious about that.
He was actually pretty lucky.
Did you work at Saxenburg or... you mentioned New Kent, so that's why.
Yes,
he
worked in Brackenridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been to that mill.
The Allegheny Ludlow mill. He was there from the early 70s to the mid 2000s.
They made the special steel up there. The specialty stainless steel up there. Trish, I was curious about the whole art of improvisation or folk process type of activities, because as somebody who's classically trained, is this a little different for you?
It's very different, mostly because nobody tells me what to play. And it's kind of that's not a free-for-all. You have to stay in some sort of form.
Sure.
But, there's an F-sharp and a G-major scale. I play a lot of those. I'm told often I shouldn't in this type of music, but that's what I'm used to playing. So that's where I think the classical part of what I do bleeds heavily into what we do. So it's different.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier, not relying on the dots and instead relying on what you're hearing. And that's got to be a lot of fun to do that.
It's very fun. And a lot of times I think, oh, that was terrible. I just totally played the wrong thing. And then you listen back and it's like, there's nothing wrong with that. It sounds phenomenal with what Pete was playing. So you think maybe it doesn't work in the scope of the key or the chord. But it's amazing listening back to some of the things that theoretically should not sound good, and they actually sound pretty darn good over top of it.
I think that's one thing just about every performer has in common is I think you have the worst seat in the house when you're performing. No matter how good the monitors are or how attuned your audience it is, sometimes you think things are awful and they're or not as good as they could be, and they're actually pretty darn good. And every now and then, the reverse happens.
Right.
I will catch myself sometimes being jealous of the audience members and thinking, I wish I was just out there drinking a beer and listening to a band.
See, that's my favorite movie scene ever, I think, which is An American in Paris, that movie. I don't know if either of you have seen it.
I'm familiar with
it. You don't need to be that familiar with it to know this reference, which... some very careful listeners have heard me say before over the years, but there's one scene where Oscar Levant, great Pittsburgher, great musician, somewhat very troubled, but in the scene, his fantasy, every character has a fantasy, is an orchestra in which he is every member of the orchestra, and he is conducting the orchestra, and at the end, the entire audience is full of him, and they're all clapping and saying bravo, and... It's a wonderful scene, and I think a lot of people sometimes wish they could have that kind of perspective and understanding.
I can barely keep track of my own fingers.
The Grifters are who you're listening to. PittsburghGrifters.com is how you can find them. Leads me to believe there's something else at Grifters.com. You just wonder who they could be. Swindlers. People holding that name hostage, probably. But... what would you like to do next?
I'd like to do a song that's really kind of in the canon of finger-picking guitar songs. This is one that I've heard millions of versions of. And mentioned earlier with how Trish comes up with bass lines, this is one of the first tunes that we learned. And I actually kind of wrote out a bass line for her. And then after those first few months, I realized that I don't have to do that anymore. She just picks these things up. So, but this is a Doc Watson tune called Deep River Blues, and Doc was world famous for being a flat picking guitar. What most of you think of when you think of a guitar pick, but he was just a genius, and he was a great finger picker too. So, so let's do it.
blue. Let that rain come on down and let the waves sweep me home when I've got those deep river blues. My old gal, she's my pal, and she walks just like a waterfowl when I've got those deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me, and the fish all go out on a spree when I've got those deep river blues. Give me back my old boat, yeah, I'm gonna sail if she'll float, cause I've got those deep river blues. Yeah, let it rain, let it pour, gonna rain a whole lot more, cause I've got those deep river blues. Let that rain come on down, yeah, let the waves sweep me home, cause I've got those deep river blues.
The Grifters, and you attracted quite an audience with Doc Watson's Deep River Blues. There's folks, you can come around the side if you want to actually see these folks live and in person. We'll set up a stool or two. Ricky will let you in around the side there, so you can get up close and personal to the Grifters. Watch your wallets, though. The PennsylvaniaGrifters.com is how you can get a hold of them if you're looking for them. And I'm glad you're going to get to see these folks that were up watching you just a minute ago as they were doing a terrific job. They're coming in to say hello. We're broadcasting live, as always, from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. And we've got time probably for two or three more songs, I think. And I'll tell you, you really sounded great on that, Peter. As you began to play, I felt like I was hearing Doc Watson. I've heard a lot of versions of Doc doing that song and a lot of versions of other folks doing it. Hi, come on in. You can come closer to the musicians. They won't bite or anything. To hear yourself on the radio, do you want to come here and you can say hello in this microphone with me? Come on a little closer.
Adrian.
What's your name?
Adrian.
How old are you?
Five.
Do you play a musical instrument?
No.
A guitar or a piano or anything?
No.
Do you like these guys? Are they fun to listen to?
Yeah.
Good. That's a good answer. Who's this over here? Is this somebody you know?
Ava.
Let's bring her up. Ava, you've got a very pretty dress. She doesn't want to say hello. I see that. But you don't have to go away. Let's listen to them play some more music. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Could you say, here's some more live music? You could just say it right in there.
Here's some more live music.
Thank you, Adrian. It's the Grifters.
Thank you.
You guys are great, and Dick and Joanne are here from beautiful Bellevue, right down the road from me. And I think these are grandchildren, I'm guessing. And it's nice nice to have them both here. What was the name of that one?
That was called Slow Drag, and that was from... It's written by Reverend Gary Davis, who I think is the most overlooked and most the most important overlooked guitarist of the 20th century. He taught so many people, including somebody you've probably had on the show, Ernie Hawkins, who's passing on that knowledge. So many people studied with him and carried on the legacy. He was a genius at taking kind of a piano approach to the guitar. He could play songs that were written for the piano and adapt them to guitar and without losing a whole lot. He was great.
And Ernie, fortunate to study directly from him, and Ernie's an old friend. I was curious. It's funny that you should mention that, Peter. I was going to ask you, are you self-taught?
I'm kind of self-taught, family-taught, friend-taught.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a formal lesson in my life.
You're really a good guitar player.
Thank you.
Trish, of course, you're good. We know you're good. You're both outstanding musicians, and
Thanks.
The choices you're making are great too. What you're choosing as your repertoire, but also not that you need my approval, but I'm just tickled to listen to you guys play this morning. You sound great. I think we have time. We got about 6 minutes of radio time, which is time for one or two, depending on what you choose. And I'll let that be up to you.
And you chose two?
Why don't we? Let's do two.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do a traditional song, a pretty old song. I've heard a few different versions: Lead Belly, Dave Van Ronk, Nirvana, this is probably closer to Van Ronk's version, but we do it as sort of a waltz. Trish calls it Appalachian chamber music.
It's really fun, these intros, because I feel like I'm trying to solve a puzzle here, and I don't know what this is going to be yet.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
This is called In the Pines.
Okay.
Little girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines where the sun never shines. I shivered the whole night through. The longest train I ever saw came down the Georgia line. The engine passed at 6 o'clock. The cab passed by at 9. Little girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines where the sun never shines, shivered the whole night through. Little girl, what have I done that makes you treat me so? You've caused me to weep, you've caused me to moan, You caused me to leave my home. I asked my captain for the time of day. He said he throwed his watch away. It's a long steel rail and a short cross tie. I'm on my way back home. Little girl, where'd you sleep last night? Not even your mother knows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine. Shiver when the cold winds blow.
I keep talking about Peter's guitar playing, but Pete, you're a great great vocalist as well. It's great to hear you too, the Grifters. I hope you'll come back. We got like a minute left, which might not be time for much of a song other than for me to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
And I hope you'll come back. Again, are you playing anywhere soon that we should mention, or a little off for the holidays now?
In February, that's kind of soon, once Christmas comes and goes. There's a huge festival in Lawrenceville called the Snowball.
Excellent.
So there's a ton of bands playing, Chet Vincent and the Big Bend, and the Harlan Twins, us, with an electric band we play with, actually. So it'll be the two of us and some drums and raucous music.
Great. Well, I hope you'll please come back.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's been absolutely wonderful to have you both here. Peter Flynn on guitar and Trish Imbronia. Imbronia.
No,
perfect.
Yep,
Imbronia with a long O. Best wishes to you for a Merry Christmas and a good week ahead. If it's a stressful week, I hope it goes well. I hope it goes well regardless. Join us next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.